Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Today's show is brought to you by Gastric Health Club. Sign up now for our free 10-day Back on Track Challenge beginning September 17th. Just click on the banner on the Gastric Health Show's Facebook page. Hello and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. We are back for another episode in the Gastric Health Show. And we are talking about breaking a stall. But first and foremost, these podcasts are not intended for medical advice. They are for educational purposes only. And we would love for you to share these podcasts with your friends or in any closed or secret Facebook groups that you are a part of, especially if you know someone is struggling with some of the topics we're discussing and allowing them to get some solutions. So feel free to like and share our podcasts with anyone you feel it would benefit. And we finished our spring 30-day class not long ago, and we're gearing up for our next 30-day class of the fall. But first, I'm excited to share that on September 17th will be the date that we start our free 10-day Back on Track Challenge, and we are excited to share that with all of you and for all of you to join who want to, you know, get back on track, work on maybe changing some behaviors that you don't like, that you've adopted recently, or maybe you've put on a few pounds, or maybe you just, you know, you need to get your health back in order. We can definitely help you with your sugar and carb cravings and artificial sweetener cravings. All those we kind of help resolve. And then if you are excited, you can roll right into the 30-day class and enjoy that as well. So September 17th is the date. So go to our website, wlsguthealth.com, and get signed up. Or just go to the Gastric Health Show's Facebook page and click on the banner and get registered as soon as possible. All right, so today's topic, are you forgetting the most important rules of breaking a stall? So I get this question a ton on, my weight has plateaued. I've stopped losing weight. What can I do to break my stall? So these are some of the things that I start talking to my patients about. And guess what? Weight loss stalls are inevitable with weight loss surgery. It's just part of the package deal. It comes with it. And regardless if you like it or not, it's part of it. You're going to have it. You're definitely going to see it in that first year. It depends on your starting weight, depends on lots of factors, and your health is dependent on how quickly you see it. Sometimes I'll see it as early as 4 months after surgery, but very popular around 6 months. Does depend on which surgery you had and will depend on how quickly that starts. But usually, once you get past months 1 and 2 after weight loss surgery, you're going to question if you're having a stall. But a stall would be where you're not losing inches or you're not losing pounds, either one. And that's what I would classify as a stall. And that would be for several weeks to months. So if it's only been a few days, that is not a stall. And if you are still losing inches and just not the pounds, that is not a stall. Your body is still losing. So don't get freaked out if you don't see the scale moving. My best advice would be get off the scale. Quit weighing yourself. If a family member needs to hide the scale, then so be it. You need to get that thing out of your reach, or you'll drive yourself crazy. But, you know, the big picture is if you do hit a stall where you're not losing inches, you're not losing weight, and you feel like you're getting nowhere, then these are the things that you need to start thinking about and working on. So, number one, are you skipping meals or are you eating too little? So the whole mindset of just, you know, eat less calories and exercise more is really kind of a broken system. And it is not very perfect. I'll put it that way. Not very perfect way to rely on success. And many of you have already experienced that with, you know, years of dieting. So don't get confused with thinking that if I restrict more or I eat less, that I'm going to lose my weight. I'm going to lose more weight. So I'm going to skip a meal or I'm going to quit eating until dinner time to get the weight off. And that is the opposite of what you want to happen. So you really have to fuel your body, but you need to do it with the right foods. And so that's where you have to really pay attention to what you're putting in your mouth. So make sure you do a food log or something to help you identify how much am I really eating? Because sometimes people are just restricting too much. And you know, your belly is full, you have a tiny belly, so it can get full really quickly, but that doesn't mean that you're eating enough. So you do have to fuel your body, especially for workouts and, you know, a high active lifestyle. You need to make sure you're eating enough. And number two, are you focused on calories and not nutrients? So I already kind of started this topic rolling, but your body cares about the quality of the food that you're eating. It needs to be very nourishing or high in nutrition for it to have benefit to your body. So you can't just say, okay, just stay within 1,200 calories, because you can totally eat 1,200 calories of junk and not lose any weight. So you have to learn to fuel your body with whole real foods. So make sure you're eating good quality meats, you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, and you're making sure to eat healthy fats at all your meals. So if you focus on calories, sometimes that healthy fat piece gets left out. Here's a great example. Last week I had a patient and they had weight loss surgery. They had maintained their weight, but had put on, I think it was maybe, you know, 15 or 20 pounds or something. And so they were working to get it off and they started going to Weight Watchers to do that. So she was coming in because she was having low blood sugars and frequently, and the lowest, you know, her lowest blood glucose was a 40. So it was really, she was really having issues with her blood glucose. And so it became kind of a deep discussion, because she was like, I was kind of explaining, I wanted you to balance your blood sugars, and these are the things I want you to really focus to eat. Make sure you have plenty of proteins and plenty of healthy fats. And she was like, oh, no, I can't have fats. Or it was specifically nuts, because I said, I want you to, you know, have a handful of nuts if you're having some fruit. And she was like, no, Weight Watchers doesn't allow any nuts. And I'm like, well, I don't think that is correct, because they have changed kind of their program. But regardless, if you don't start having healthy fats, you're going to tank your blood sugar, because you can't just eat a bunch of carbs and not cover it with a protein or a fat. And she was very fat phobic. She was afraid to eat the fat, and it would, because it was going to make her get out of her points. And so that whole mindset of the calories or the points or this number is my magic, you have to listen to your body. And it really came down to, I get it. I Weight Watchers, they have some great aspects and some great, you know, things to offer people. Accountability and a weekly connection. I love that. But for your health, I need you to eat some healthy fats at every meal. So you can't get so skewed in your mind with old dieting behaviors and routines that you did in the past that you're not listening to what your body needs. So it's not just about focusing on the calories. You've got to focus on what your body requires. So keep that in mind. Number three is, are you relying too heavily on protein supplements? And I've talked about this at other podcasts, but if you are years out and you are requiring, or you are not requiring, but you are drinking and eating protein shakes, two and three of them or bars every day, you are over supplementing. At that phase, more than one a day is not necessary. You should be able, once you're past a year, you should be able to eat enough protein in your at your meals that you need no more than one protein shake a day. So, or bar, whichever one. But regardless, if you're relying on those protein shakes and bars to be your meals or just between meal snacks, it's too much. You're just doing too much of them. So make sure that you are observing what you are doing on a regular basis. So do a food log, jot down, and you may not think you're drinking them that often, but then if you do a food log for at least a week, you're going to be able to see what's my typical, what am I doing on a regular basis. So pay attention to that and don't do excess. Number four, let's see here. Are you taking all of your bariatric vitamins? So vitamin deficiencies can make a huge difference with weight loss. Our body fuels on these, and they are cofactors for hormones and for enzymes and for cells. They are needed in your body. And we've all kind of grown up with this thought process because we've grown up with the food manufacturers and the food industry, really just, you know, telling us that they've got our meals in their hands and this is all you need. So we've kind of stripped away the whole piece of nutrition and really focused on calories. It's all about the number, and we lose the whole benefit of what food is supposed to do. Our body is not fueling off of chemicals. It is fueling off of the food that we put in our body. So if you're putting in a bunch of junk that's full of chemicals, your body's going to be confused and you're going to be tired. You're going to lose your hair. Your skin is going to be horrible. You're going to look like you're 60 when you're 30. You know, all those things are going to just make a difference that, you know, the things that we care about, you know, our weight, that I don't want to say that we care about, that is promoted as being important, which I'll be careful with this. I don't want to say it's not important because it encompasses your health, but the vanity piece of, you know, the world today, the vanity of we have to be a certain size, a certain shape, a certain, you know, body type. It's all so confusing, and it's promoted to be very unrealistic. And it sets people up for failure, and it sets people up for confusion, and they get hung up on the wrong things. They get hung up on, if I just stay at this number, this calorie number, then I'll you know, lose all the weight. And it doesn't matter about what's in the food that I'm eating. It's just, you know, as long as I stay under that number. Well, that's, you know, that's really not true. I mean, our body, our cells require this good nutrition to function and survive. So when you look at all these, you know, your metabolism and your hormones and all the metabolic and, you know, processes and stuff that happen within our body all day, every day, it's really the food, the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and the vitamins and minerals, and the phytonutrients, and the microbiome that is driving how all that is expressed, and how all that is expressed in our genetic makeup and our DNA. So if you are not taking your vitamins and you are, you know, avoiding because you just don't like taking them, or I'm just not good at taking them, I get it. You have to get good at taking them, especially after weight loss surgery. There are no other options. You have anatomically changed your anatomy. It is never to be the same again. And you can never live without taking additional vitamin supplements. That's the end of story. That is what you, when you have weight loss surgery, that is what you're choosing, that you are accepting the responsibility to take vitamins for the rest of your life, because we've messed with your anatomy. We have altered it forever. So it seems so, I guess, I don't want to say menial, but kind of. People think, oh, it's not that big deal, big of a deal. I eat well, so I don't need vitamins, but not true. Your body needs them. The surgery alters that forever. So if you're not taking all your vitamins, get back on all your vitamins, and you'll be surprised at just allowing your body to function like it's supposed to, that you can easily break that stall that you've been struggling with. Then number five is, are you eating low fat, reduced fat, or light foods? So we need healthy fats. Our hormones, that's what it takes to make hormones. That's what it takes to keep our gut moving. Fat is very important. So don't get confused at thinking that you have to avoid all fats or that it's supposed to be a low fat diet. It is not. I'm not saying you have to be ketogenic. I'm just saying that you have to have healthy fats. I am a pusher of healthy fats. I like you to have healthy fats at every meal. Everybody should be eating that throughout the day. So make it a priority to have those healthy fats at every meal. And the next one is number six. Are you not digesting and absorbing foods well? So if you don't have the ability to digest and absorb nutrition, then guess what? It plays a role in your ability to lose weight. So if all those pieces are not working together and you're eating food and your body's not able to break it down into the particles that it's supposed to be so that your body can absorb the nutrition from it, guess what? Your body's not going to be capable of losing all the weight because it doesn't have all the raw material it needs to do the job. So, and it gets kind of confused. It feels like, oh, maybe I'm not going to have this, or I'm missing this ingredient. I'll call it ingredient. I'm missing this food. So it can't do all the steps in your metabolism because it's missing this nutrition piece. It's missing this vitamin or this mineral or this phytonutrient, or these gut bacteria are so out of balance. So all that is going to play a role in your ability to lose weight. So make sure that you are that you're not having a lot of belching and bloating and belly distension and gas and lots of symptoms showing that you're not digesting foods well. So if you're having those symptoms, then that might be evidence that you need some support, some digestive enzymes, or you might need some probiotics to help your body do the job. And that's because we have anatomically, we've changed your anatomy, and that is forever. So it may have messed with your digestion enough that now you need to support it with some digestive enzymes and some probiotics. So feel free to go to our website. We have that covered. We talk about the digestive enzymes and the probiotics on our website at wlsguthealth.com, and make sure that you check us out there and go through all the information on probiotics and digestive enzymes and help you determine, do I really need that support or not? Because not everyone needs digestive enzymes. Everyone needs probiotics, but not everyone needs digestive enzymes. So you just don't take it because, but you need to evaluate and decide, hey, do I need to add in some digestive enzymes? Number seven, are you exercising enough? So 150 minutes a week, where you get sweaty. So that, you know, would be 30 minutes, 5 days a week, or you could break it down a little differently throughout if you wanted to go more days. Or less days, you could do more minutes. So regardless, 150 minutes a week of exercise where you're actually getting sweaty. You're getting that heart rate up and you are sweating. So not just you're walking outside and it's, you know, a heat index of 110 and you're sweating. That is not the same. So make sure that you are really being true to yourself and you are exercising and getting that heart rate up and you are breaking a sweat. But that will make a difference if you are losing your weight or not, because your muscles require more fuel if you are working out. So you need to make sure that you are working on your muscles every week so that you are keeping those requirements up there. Plus, you can always think of it this way. Muscle, it weighs the same. Think of it as the pounds are the same, but the shape is differently. You can have, 5 pounds of fat that is the size of a basketball, but then if you do 5 pounds of muscle, I mean, you're going to be the size of an orange or a grapefruit. So it's just different shape and size. So is what's happening. So you need to make sure that you're exercising enough. And then number 8, are you exercising too much? And that is a thing. So you have to make sure that you are not over-exercising, because that can be just as detrimental as not exercising enough. So you need to listen to your body. If you're having symptoms of, lots of injuries, you're getting injured a lot, or you have no energy going into workouts, or you're really struggling to make it through the workout, I mean, you might be exercising too much. Or you feel like when you come home after work and you've worked out maybe first thing in the morning and you go to work all day, you should still have good energy if you're exercising correctly. You should have enough energy that you feel good to cook your meal, stay up and do other things, and not feel like I got to come home and go to bed. That is just not enough fuel and too much exercising for what you're capable of getting in. So make sure that you're not over exercising. If someone's doing 60 minutes 5 days a week, I mean, you're exceeding that 150 minutes, doubling it. If somebody's doing 2 and 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, that is way too much. I mean, you're going to have a hard time with a small pouch. You're going to have a hard time keeping up with your fueling your body. So I would say back it down. Plus it's really hard on your HPA axis. So your hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal function. So that is really hard on those adrenal glands to be exercising that much. And you're going to disrupt that balance and create a great big mess by exercising too much. So keep that in mind if you are struggling. Evaluate what you're doing. And if it's too much, you need to figure out how you can back it down and still feel mentally good with it. Because that would probably be where you'd struggle the most with. But you would physically feel a whole lot better, I will tell you. Number 9, are you sleeping 7 to 8 hours nightly? This is something that people totally blow off as not even important. They don't even think that this is a thing. But there is some interesting studies and evidence behind this, that sleeping 7 to 8 hours is very important to weight. And I do have patients that where their sleep has gotten disrupted, and they'll come in and they have put on 10 to 15 pounds during this time. So it really messes things up with your whole sleep cycle and your hormones, that it can make you just put on pounds or not allow you to lose weight. So think of it like a stall or a plateau or weight loss resistance if you're not sleeping that 7 to 8 hours nightly. And then number 10, are you managing your stress well? If you are really struggling with life and your stress is through the roof and you feel upset frequently and you feel that you, you know, things are always out of control and chaos, you just feel like you're living in chaos all the time, that may be part of it. And that will totally make a difference on your ability to lose weight. So work on getting that stress under control, work on some meditation, some yoga, learning to say no and not overcommitting your schedule and just going. Learn to sit down and be quiet, get off all the electronics and just, you know, go outside and be in nature and enjoy some peace and quiet and just do nothing. Just go for a stroll, not even a fast walk, not for exercise, just a stroll in the woods or in the park or just somewhere. Go somewhere and you will be surprised at how peaceful you can become so quickly. And it's important to pay attention and to build that in on a regular basis, because if not, you're going to get out of balance with your life, and that is contributing to your ability to lose weight, because your body works as a one complete system. And when you mess one area up so much, guess what? The other areas are impacted. So, of course, there are foods and supplements and things you can do to support all this. I'd encourage you to work with a healthcare professional that is educated in that, in, you know, what supplements to use if you're stressed, what supplements to use if you're not sleeping well, what supplements do you use and how do you fuel your body with your exercise and replace what you're losing, and you know, what foods do I eat that have healthy fats? All those things are important to learn. And if you need help, get help. Find someone that is in your area that can help you learn these things and apply them to your life, because it will make a difference long term with you being successful with weight loss surgery. So I hope this has helped, and I hope it's given you some new things to think about, some new things to strategize and plan out and start working on in your life. And if not, feel free to join us in our next 10-day Back on Track Challenge. It is free, and it will begin on September 17th. We'd love to have you. We address a lot of these topics. We begin the topics in the 10-day, but we really go into these topics during our 30-day class, and that will be just a few weeks after the 10-day ends. So we would love for you to join us during this time. Just go to wlsguthealth.com and sign up for our free challenge, and feel free to sign up for the next class, because you won't want to miss it. It's going to be fun. We are updating our 10-day challenge to make it simpler and more user-friendly. And then our 30-day, we have some edits already in place for that, for our next 30-day class. So we hope you all will join us. If you need the help, if you don't, awesome. Just keep rocking what you're doing, and share in our Facebook group, Gastric Health Club. Get in that group and share what you're doing that's keeping you from having a weight plateau or from stalling. We would love to hear what has worked for you, because you can serve other people by sharing your experiences, and that may help them. So we look forward to connecting with you in our Gastric Health Club, and we look forward to connecting with you on our website at the WLS Gut Health. So we will see you soon, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.